Now, Reverend Livingston, you guys just wrapped up a press conference not too long ago. You guys were at City Hall. What were you asking for?
Well, what we were there to say is that we did not want or need the sanctioning or backing of Rahm Emanuel for our demonstration on Thursday at 4 o'clock on Belmont and Lakeshore for the Lakeshore Drive shutdown. We don't need his backing.
Now, that's a departure from the way the shutdown happened on the Dan Ryan, where there were negotiations between at least, if not before the protest, while the protest was actually happening between Father Michael Flager, Governor Rauner, and Superintendent Eddie Johnson. He commended Eddie Johnson for allowing them to shut down the Dan Ryan. Why do you feel that's a different approach than you guys are going to take?
Well, every protest is not an act of civil disobedience. You know, on August the 5th will be the 52nd anniversary of Dr. King's march through Marquette Park. Well, it was a hostile neighborhood. They hit him in the head with a brick. September 2nd will be the 52nd anniversary of his march through Cicero, Illinois, because of the murder, the brutal murder by a white mob of a young black teenager named Jerome Huey. Again, it was a hostile neighborhood. And those were acts of civil disobedience because, believe me, there was nothing worked out with the police department, and Richard J. Daley didn't work out anything with Dr. King, nor did the mayor of Cicero. They went because it was right to go. So our act is an act of civil disobedience, not an act of civil surrender.
Now, if without these types of negotiations or without this type of partnership, if people are locked up as a result of this, are there legal, do you guys have a contingency plan in place? Are there lawyers in place? How will you be able to help out protesters if they are apprehended and arrested?
We do have lawyers in place, and I have to be honest, Willie Wilson has stepped up and said he would bail everybody out. And so we do have those plans in place. And also, Domity, what's really important here, you know, Gandhi marched against the British crown. Again, so there was no assistance in that, right? He did it because it was right to do. But what he taught Dr. King was that fill up the jails. And if you fill up the jails, what do you do with the rest of us? So we're not asking people, you're not required to get arrested to be at this march. But if you want to get arrested, I think that will be possible, but it's a statement. It is something we have reasoned out, is strategic, and it's something to try to reduce this corruption which perpetuates and breeds the violence in our city. Black on black violence and blue on black violence.
Yeah, well, let's get at that. Talk about what you really are trying to achieve with this march. What are you trying to bring awareness about? And what do you think this will accomplish? Because the last march of a similar, kind of like this, received mixed reviews among people. Some people feel like this type of protest doesn't really amount to anything. What would you say to those people? And what is it that you want people to know through this form of protest?
Well, biology teaches us that mutation requires irritation. And human beings, we really don't move until we're made uncomfortable or irritated. You know, the doctor says you're not going to live long if you don't start eating right and exercising. Sometimes we need a shock to our system to bring out the best in us. For example, Dominique, my folks are from Arkansas. I'm Chicagoan, but granddaddy had a big old hound dog. He was on the porch with his buddy, and the dog was on the porch with him just crying and whining. His buddy says, why is that dog whining like that? Granddaddy said, because he's lying on a nail. Why doesn't he move? He said, because it doesn't hurt bad enough yet. Dr. King and Gandhi have shown us that if we can make our brothers and sisters who have a better way just a little bit uncomfortable, we bring out the best in them. We don't want sympathy. We want empathy. We want people to feel our pain, our anguish, and our hope, because that's just being human. Forget the label. Forget black, white, brown, yellow, red. Human.
Now, that being said, so say this is successful and you're able to bring the mayor to the negotiating table. What would you ask for? What are you asking for to kind of quell all this violence, not only among people in these impoverished communities, but also police violence? What could the mayor do to stop that?
You know, everything is impossible until somebody does it. Everything is impossible until it happens. We want the resignations of Emanuel and Johnson, but until that happens, what we're looking at is a reallocation of misallocated resources. We're looking at, you know, sitting at the table and repurposing these 50 closed schools, whatever that number is now. We're looking for resources for black-led anti-violence programs. We're looking for justice for police murder victims. Part of what that means is FOP contract being negotiated with justice in mind, you know, for the citizens and for the police department, and not being one-sided like it is now. So, and we have a list of demands that we will be making, but these are demands that can be measured, that are actionable, and we're clear on what we're demanding. So there's nothing opaque or unclear about this. We know some things that we need to have done.